John, thanks so much for the time. From the sounds of it, it was pretty easy and convincing to come to town for the Racker Rivals Big Red hockey game on Saturday. It sounds like Mike Schaefer, the head coach of the Cornell men's hockey team, just simply sent you a text and said, hey, come on down. And you said, okay, right?
Yeah, he actually, I think, wanted me to skate, but I've retired from all organized hockey activities. And so I told him, well, give me a microphone and I can be a smart aleck and maybe squeeze in around the golf somewhere, and we'll call it a deal. And, I've never been to Cornell before, never been to Ithaca, so I've been meaning to get out there. And I think, oh, this is good. It'll be warm there. At least it won't be November and 12 degrees. So this is a good way to see Cornell.
Very true, very true. And I'm kind of surprised that you haven't been to Cornell. I assumed somebody like you would have made at least one pit stop here at some point or another. So what are you most looking forward to, especially having your first time at Lina Rink?
Just getting the feel for the place. I remember a couple winters ago, I went to Colgate to see a game. I'd never been to Colgate. So it's just nice when you get, in the future, when you see a score or you hear someone talk about it, you can say, yeah, I've been there. I know what you mean. I know how the campus looks, how it feels, the area around it, just to kind of, educate yourself on these places and what it looks like, what it feels like. So I can be relatable, especially if I do a highlight or it's just good to know. So it's good to get to new places always. And to be in the rink for the first time and, like I said, really see the details, feel the flavor of the place. I'm looking forward to that.
What does something like this, the Racker Rivals Big Red Hockey Game, mean to you? Because you're way out there in Bristol. I mean, it's one of those things where you don't have to be involved with this, but here you are taking the time to help fundraise and help bring attention to something so worthy and something so great as the Racker Center here in town in Ithaca. So what compelled you to join this Racker Rivals Big Red Hockey Game and really help out and fundraise to something that's really great for the community?
Yeah, Mike threatened to stuff me in a trunk and and kidnap me for weeks at a time. No, it's just, again, it's fun to meet these coaches and get to know them, create relationships, meet new people, other people at the game and after the game. And it's just a great experience. Yeah, I do like, seeing new places and experiencing new places, especially, in the Northeast. There's so much to see. We have so much varied places to go to within like a 5-hour semicircle here. You can be in Montreal, you can be in Washington, D.C., you can be in Ithaca, you can be, in the mountains of Vermont, you can be in the beaches of Cape Cod, you can be at Lake Winnipesaukee and having a fun time there. And so, like, there's just so many options. And so, in the summertime, I hear these people taking these cruises in the summer or traveling far places in the summer. I'm like, we finally wait for good weather here. There's so much to do here. Experience home first and in your area first. And then, go to those warm places in the winter when it's cold and dreary. So I like experiencing new places, like I said, especially in the summer. And so it's going to be good. I can't wait to do it.
John Boudregas with us here on BTL. You can see him on Saturday at the Racker Rivals Big Red Hockey Game inside Lina Rink at Cornell University. I want to talk shop a little bit with you because obviously there's been so much made about hockey returning to ESPN and everything like that. And the Lightning obviously winning another Stanley Cup. I mean, they just continue to pump out so much talent. I think of even the talent that they have just right up the road in the AHL in Syracuse, like what they've been able to do and really have a homegrown talented group of players that are contributing and winning hockey games. I mean, do you see this dynasty kind of run continuing for them for the foreseeable future?
It should, because they have the best goalie.
Yeah.
And Andre Vasilevsky, and he's young. And so when you have the best goalie, those are the kind of teams that are even just a really, really good one, whether it's Billy Smith for 4 straight with the Islanders or certainly all the Cups Kenny Dryden contributed to, and, Grant Fuhr for 3 in Edmonton. So, yeah, to have that goalie, that's where it starts. But, yeah, they draft and develop so well, and now they're a free agent destination because of the weather and the no state tax. They're always going to be an attraction for players to go down there to sign. So they should be in a good position once they have the cap room. They don't now. But, in the future when people move on and Steven Stamkos moves on and whomever, they'll always have a chance to get free agents. They'll play there. And so if they can continue to draft and develop well, and then, like I said, plug in a few of those things, they should have a good run here for another 5 years. Whether they can get 2 more or three more, you know, and get up to five, that'd be monstrous. That'd be Montreal Canadiens in the 50s like. But, yeah. You know, obviously, they'd probably, you know, two more to get them in the dynasty talk. You know, two is not going to do it. You know, the Penguins in the early 90s got two. They should have won more. So I think if they don't win more, you know, certainly one more. But I think, I'm sure in their minds they're thinking two more. Then it's a great run, and it's unforgettable if they'll have it for the rest of their lives. But it's not quite that next level.
You mentioned how things obviously can pan out very well for them in the next 5 years. I kind of dread, as a very, very, very quiet Buffalo Sabres fan, how things will go in the next 5 years. So give me at least a little sense of optimism, if any, that is remotely possible for a downright just disheartened Sabres fan like myself.
Well, the only hope as a Sabres fan is that the Buffalo Bills figured it out.
Right.
They were basically the Buffalo Sabres of the NFL for the last 20 years. But, you know, they got a Josh Allen. I know Buffalo was hoping Jack Eichel would be their Josh Allen, but that's not going to work out. So they'll have to start over again. You know, they are slowly building prospects, but it's going to take time. Unlike Tampa Bay, they're not a free agent destination. They would have to vastly overpay to get people or to keep people like they did with Jeff Skinner. So that's a tough position to be in when you can't quit. So, you're going to have to, but you can become like the Pittsburgh Penguins, and that certainly was never a free agent destination, but you know, you get a guy like Sidney Crosby and as a center, and he wants to be there and likes being there. That's tough. Yeah. That's rare nowadays in professional sports where a guy can, I'm cool with Pittsburgh for 25 years. You know, it's outside of the Steelers who are obviously a top five franchise in the NFL. So it'll be tough for the Sabres, but, you know, one draft at a time here. Building from the goalie out would be smart. Their strength is now defensemen.
Yeah.
They should keep pushing that. And I think that's their way out, is become a strong defensive from the goalie out team.
I want to talk a little bit, obviously, about your college hockey fandom that you have. And I couldn't help but notice, I think it was maybe 3 or 4 days ago, you had your preseason rankings out, your preseason poll. You had Cornell at number 7, which I thought was, all things considered, pretty good, because they haven't seen any ice time in what feels like forever. So what made you put them in the top 10 like you did for your poll?
You know, you just kind of canvass a lot of coaches and I my own observations and, you know, trends and coach, you know, the strength of a coaching staff and obviously their ability to get players. You're right, though. It's going to be very difficult to figure out some of these things. And it's more of a conversation starter. Get people talking college hockey on a slow August, day. August is a kind of a slow sports month before it really ramps up with the NFL. And then, of course, the baseball playoffs, and then the NHL in October, then the NBA a couple weeks later. It's, we really start to get going. We have the Ryder Cup this year, and, of course, the PGA Tour golf playoffs are starting up soon. So it really, U.S. Open tennis coming up as well. So it really starts to crank here. So right now it's kind of a downtime. So that was a good time to get a poll out there, get people talking hockey. You know, we got some preseason football, some little league baseball. It's easy times right now for TV people. You know what I mean?
For sure. Totally get it. Before I let you run, you know, you mentioned you want to try and hit up a golf course around here and everything like that. Is that something that Shafe has promised you? And if so, are you guys going to do a little trash talking, I safely assume, on the golf course with each other, hopefully?
Yeah, I think we're playing early Sunday. So it looks like a beautiful weekend in Ithaca. Yeah. All this heat and ugliness is going away. It looks like it's going to be in the 70s and probably pretty cool. We tee off Sunday morning, so I like that. So, yes, we'll have a good time. The game's trending in a good position right now. So, I'm feeling pretty good about myself right now.
Excellent.
Self-esteem, good. Strong.
Good. Good to hear. Hey, John, we really appreciate it, man. We can't wait to see you and everybody else inside Lina on Saturday. It's going to be a great time. Again, for those that want to donate, racker.org/hockey is the place to go. Thanks so much, John. We'll see you on Saturday, okay?
Yeah, can't wait to meet all the folks. Please come up and say hi. Don't be shy.